It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Burrow's throwing, looking pretty healthy according to reports. This is great news for Ja'Marr Chase owners, Joseph cigar-smoking Burrow owners, or maybe even you're a Zach Moss owner and you're wondering how that's going to figure in 2024. But Joe Burrow looking good, throwing footballs. We'll break that down. Marshawn Lloyd becoming quite the handcuff and sleeper in fantasy football 2024 to Josh Jacobs. And I really like Josh Jacobs. This doesn't change my thinking on Jacobs any to hear a bunch of buzz about Lloyd. But the buzz about Lloyd is a good thing because it means that you know who the cuff is, right? You know that Lloyd's going to be the guy cuffed to Jacobs. And the combination, the duo is very easy to get. Jonathan Brooks buzz flowing in. And that kid's got so much upside in Carolina, especially for the long term. We're going to hit all three of these topics and more. The Fantasy Football Show begins right now.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios.
It's the Fantasy Football Show.
Live! Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Smitty is also live whenever news breaks.
From the FantasyFootballShow.com news desk, here is your breaking news.
So these three pieces of news just came in today, and I wanted to hit the Joe Burrow, the Jonathan Brooks, the Marshawn Lloyd attached to Jacobs, talking about handcuffs, etc., etc. This one's pretty quick and simple. Burrow, everybody expects Burrow to be fine. As this report from CBS Sports even indicates, it's not like this is the first time he's probably thrown the ball, but it certainly feels like this is the first time anybody's seen him throwing recently. So Joe Burrow spotted throwing the football for the first time after he underwent wrist surgery. There have been some doctors playing fantasy that have suggested that this man will never, you know, return to form, never have the right grip or strength. Look, Joe Burrow is going to be fine. And do I hope he stays healthy? Do I have some concern in the back of my mind that between him and Ja'Marr Chase, this thing can stay healthy together and they can try and go for a Super Bowl run? Because they're certainly capable. Joe Burrow's a winner. He's an absolute cigar-smoking winner. And I hope he does end up having a really successful, healthy year and definitely competes in the AFC to be one of the top one, two, or three teams in the AFC. So Joe Burrow spotted throwing the football. Great news. Ja'Marr Chase stock on the rise even a little bit from this news. He's already in the top five overall, top five, top six, top four overall, depending on where you're drafting. If you're drafting with grandmas, if you're drafting with experienced people. But, you know, Joe Burrow throwing the football. He said that his rehab hasn't even affected his offseason workout routine. So all good news pointing toward Joe Burrow, the Bengals, and Ja'Marr Chase, and also Zach Moss, who, might I add, is going like in the 80s and 90s in best ball drafts on Underdog Fantasy promo code Smitty. Use code Smitty to claim your special pick. First-time deposit offer and up to $250 bonus cash just for playing. You can win that. So check that out, and I'm dropping the link in the live chat. We draft at midnight usually on this channel. Your boy is here Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, live whenever big news breaks, like this show right here. Is just a random news show. This isn't the Monday 8 p.m. show. This is the random live when news breaks show. And then live most midnights. And around this time of year, we kick it into to draft mode, draft season, mock draft and live draft marathon. So if you want to do the underdog thing, the link I just dropped in the live chat, it's in the description of every video. Coach Smitty gets it done. But Zach Moss in those drafts on Underdog Fantasy, you can get him in the 80s and 90s. This is your hero RB approach. Let's say you decide you want to go hero RB, and let's mock something up real quickly and just say, yeah, I'm gonna go. Let's call it. Where's Jahmyr Gibbs when you need him? Or let's even say we go St. Brown in round one, and we go Kyren Williams in round two. We go Jalen Hurts here. We go, you know, we could even go Hurts here, and we could even go, we'll put these, we'll have the 12, 13 turn picks, right? We'll go Tank Dell early. I don't even care. We'll go Travis Kelce potentially if you want to go that route and get crazy. If you go hero RB, you're drafting one RB. You're waiting till the end of your draft.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Zach Moss, Zamir White, the Najee and Jalen Warren combo, the Connor and Benson combo. This is a hero RB's dream come true. And Zach Moss is a great component of that because he's slipping. So just a little Bengal news for you there, ladies and gentlemen. All circling around Joe Burrow. Zach Moss isn't any good if Burrow's not on the field, or he's lesser. Chase is lesser. Browning's pretty good. They locked him up. But, you know, Burrow is the key to everything. And so Burrow's looking good, and that's fantastic news. This news is great. You love to hear this. Panthers head coach talking about his hopes to utilize Jonathan Brooks. Now hopes is the key word here because he is recovering from an ACL tear. There's no way of telling right now how ready he'll be for week one, but there is some thinking. He's youthful. Whenever a college player tears an ACL, literally like 2 years into the recovery, it's almost like nothing ever happened. You know, they're so young. Their bodies recover so quickly. Players come out of college. Sometimes you don't even know it. Priest Holmes, ACL tear. You have no idea. You're just like, wow, I didn't know there was an ACL tear in college. There's all kinds of recoveries that are remarkable. The younger you are, the easier it is to come back from an ACL tear. That's why Breece Hall was such a good recovery. That's why your boy told you, don't listen to anybody that says Breece Hall can't come back his first year back from an ACL tear, when your boy told you stay away from Barkley, stay away from JK, their first years back from ACL tears, and they were disasters their first year back from ACL tears. Everything is a case-by-case basis, and you encompass the youth of the player, the situation of the player, and the readiness and preparedness of the recovery, and mix it all together and come up with a formula that says yes or no. And Barkley said no. Barkley wasn't even remotely close to week one, his recovery year. And everyone's like, that's okay, you're not drafting him for week one. Week two, week three came. He wasn't really looking like he was ready and up to par. We're not drafting him for week four or five. We're drafting him for the playoffs. And then before you know it, the end of the day, you got screwed. Well, your boy came out and said, Breece Hall's different. And everyone said, Smitty, you got to wait a year. Smitty, I know what I'm talking about. I'm a doctor playing fantasy, or I've been doing this 12 years, Bob. Well, I've been doing it 25, and I've seen it over and over, and you can kind of smell it coming from a mile away in terms of good recoveries, bad recoveries, and Breece Hall showed every sign you need to see to know his case was different, and so we said invest. What did he finish? Breece Hall finished as the number two running back in fantasy football at the end of the year, pal. He sure did. Yeah. He sure did. Potatoes. Yep. He's Breece Hall. He's how tall is he?
Breece Hall is 8 foot tall. He will always answer the mother freaking call. Don't let him fall. In the third, don't stall. Just give Batman the freaking football.
He's Breece. He's Breece.
He does a hell of a job. A hell of a job. A hell of a job.
Breece Hall, please report to the moon.
He does.
Get Breece.
So there's that news. There's that news. So Jonathan Brooks, we'll find out where his recovery process is, but very exciting news that, okay, I didn't even finish reading it, hopes to utilize Jonathan Brooks' versatility in the passing game this season. This guy is one of the most exciting rookie players you could draft. You're not absolutely crazy to draft him number 4 overall in your upcoming rookie draft. I've seen him fall all the way to like 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, like anywhere in that territory. I've seen Trey Benson fall into the 10, 11, 12, and 9 range, which, quite honestly, my number, and I even have my rookie rankings here, which are volatile, and anybody that doesn't have volatile rankings right now that literally change with the wind, they're lying to you, or they don't know what they're talking about. You need to run away from that person and never watch their stuff again, because if someone says, yeah, I'm real cemented in on what I'm doing, hey, where do you have Jonathan Brooks? Let me get my Excel sheet. Let me get my booklet out. Let me get my booklet out. Jonathan Brooks, I have, what is it, PPR? Is it Complete Dynasty? Okay, he's 6. Like, ask me, and I'll just tell you. Or I'll look at my ranking right here and go, I don't agree with this anymore. I might say, you know what? Put him number 6, not number 7, and...
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, it depends on if you need a quarterback or not. I'm A-okay with going Benson, Jonathan Brooks, then Coleman Daniels. I'm A-okay going Benson, Daniels, Brooks, Coleman. I'm A-okay going Benson, Brooks, Daniels, Coleman. But that is my top, essentially, 7. It's just a matter of, is Brooks 4, 5, 6, or 7 because of the ACL recovery and the process that he's got to go through. But when you hear things like this, you know this team drafted him to be the future, and you know that he's going to be extra utilized. I love Brooks. I like Benson more. I love the triple stack over an AZ. I'm sorry.
The stack above
the quad stack.
It's what, time to drop the pancake.
What am I saying?
Emojis in the live chat.
Look at this quad stack over there. Benson, we need a Benson drop ASAP. That's what I'm working on today, is a Benson drop. What am I doing with my life? I'm ashamed of myself coming live again without a Benson drop. I should be ashamed of myself. My mom should be ashamed of me right now. What am I doing waiting on the Benson drop? There's no self-compartmentalized Benson drop. This is all I got right here. What kind of Benson fan am I?
It's time.
I need to show more loyalty to Benson. I'm sorry, Benson. I'll get on that. I'll have something by tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. But Jonathan Brooks, slightly behind Benson for me. Love them both. These were not elite prospects, but they were very good prospects. The top two running back talents, if you will. Braylon Allen had some good intrigue. Jalen Wright had some good intrigue, and I was very interested where they went. Braylon Allen is going to New York. to be maybe the backup. We don't even know. And Jalen Wright has definitely got a place and a role in the Miami Dolphin offense, as we have noted here, as the fourth best handcuff in fantasy football 2024. Not just to Achan, but also on the flip side, the Mostert. He's a dual threat, kind of weird handcuff you could throw to either side. And if you're smart and crafty, you take this man, and this man, especially in your best ball draft underdog fantasy promo code Smitty. Link is getting dropped in the live chat once again. It's in the description. Use code Smitty. We draft at night. We draft at night. You're either going to get left behind because you didn't download the app now and just get the minimum of $10 deposited and get the app going so you're ready to rumble when we go live at midnight Eastern during almost every other night, at least. Most nights we go live. You're going to be ready to go. And you're going to be able to draft these three guys together. Second rounder and these two guys, I don't even know, 70s, 80s, 90s. You're going to get two of them and you don't have to spend crap on them. They're absolute worthless in terms of cost of entry. And their value sky high given the cost of entry, which means the risk is all baked in, as mom would say. I'm telling you, the trio is gold. The trio costs you nothing, and really the handcuffs are Mostert and Wright to Achan. I don't want to hear that Mostert gets cuffed to Achan and Wright, or Mostert to Wright necessarily, even though you could do that. It's Achan. Achan's the high draft capital guy. He's a second rounder. Mostert is worth nothing, even though he's worth something, because at the end of the day, his upside far exceeds his cost of entry because he's free. He's practically free. I get it. I don't want him stand alone. He's 87 years old. But for a month of football, for seven games, for two games, for three games, for seven games, for a spotty on and off, injured on and off the field, eight games on the year, he is a guy you cuff to Achan in a way. But the real cuff is Wright. If you want a universal cuff, it's Wright, because Wright goes to Achan. If Achan goes down, Wright goes in. Not necessarily in his spot, because no one can play the Achan spot. That's Deebo Samuel's role. That is the architect of Deebo Samuel's, Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. He is at least 50% responsible for creating Deebo Samuel. And so he comes over to Miami and creates a Deebo Samuel role, an inverse version that isn't wide receiver playing both running back and wide receiver. It's running back playing both running back and wide receiver. And so you have Achan in that role. No one can just take that. Mostert will be most familiar with it. But it's like Wright goes in if Achan goes down. Wright goes in if Mostert goes down. He is the true cuff. But getting all three is easy as can be. And this combo right here, as I talked about, if we're going hero RB and drafting one running back, Kyren, and then we draft all these amazing assets. Look at this team, by the way. St. Brown, Kyren, Jalen Hurts, and Kelsey. And then from there, you draft Connor and let me go back to the board here. You draft Connor and Benson in 88 and 101. That's where you're cuffing this combo at 88 and 101 on Underdog Fantasy promo code Smitty, which is absolutely insane value when you think about it. Best hero strategy you can find. And if we go Kyren, we're drafting Corum 1,000 times out of 1,000. If you draft Kyren without Corum, you should be ashamed of yourself, because it's the easiest cuff and a solid cuff. But Kyren's going to go nuts. And if anybody tells you Kyren Williams is not going to go bonkers this year, they're just hating because they don't own him. And that's okay. And back to the cuffing situation. Marshawn Lloyd, according to Packers OC, said that he hopes to have running back Marshawn Lloyd on the field playing as much as possible. And this confirms that he's likely going to be the rock solid backup to Josh Jacobs, who we do believe is going to have an amazing year. And when you say Josh Jacobs, where do we draft the guy? I mean, I would say somewhere in this third round is an absolute steal. I think, I don't even know if I have a Jacobs graphic anywhere, so we're going to put this placeholder up here for Jacobs. Jacobs in round three is amazing. You could even go wide receiver RB. You could even go hero RB with your RB being in round three. That isn't insane at all. That's actually a crafty way to go. I've seen Garrett Wilson fall to this 2-3 turn. So let's say you were to go Garrett Wilson and St. Brown at the 12-13, which isn't extremely likely because St. Brown doesn't necessarily fall. But you can sometimes do that. I mean, I've seen JJ fall and not fall to crazy territories. Let's see if we can find the right combination. We've got a bunch of names on here. Let's say it was Marvin Harrison Jr. Let's throw Marvin Harrison Jr. on here. And where's my Marvin Harrison Jr. image when I need it? There he is. Marvin and Garrett Wilson is very, very doable. And so you put Marvin Harrison and Garrett Wilson as your 12-13 turn. You put Jacobs as your RB1 as your hero RB strategy deployed. And you take Jalen Hurts or whatever at this range. And you know what's even better? You take Kelce and then you take Patrick Mahomes in round 5 if he falls. And he has been falling. Tough to say that he'd fall all the way to the bottom of 5, but I've seen it happen on underdog. It's definitely possible. If not, then you know what's even as nice in a way is this right here. Take Jacobs. We'll take this graphic and we'll turn this into McBride. So now, can someone tell me that this doesn't win a league? Can someone tell me that this doesn't win a league? Let's take Jordan Love off. Let's put Zamir in this like 7 territory. Does this not win a league? Garrett Wilson, Marvin Harrison Jr., Jacobs, Patrick Mahomes, McBride. I don't know about you, but that tickles my fancy just fine. And if you don't like that, you want to go toward a more balanced approach. I'm okay with that too. I'll be fine with that. I've seen this guy, Jahmyr Gibbs, fall to this territory all day long. He is now a 2.1 player. Marvin Harrison Jr., Jahmyr Gibbs, do it live. I've seen Breece Hall fall to this territory. Breece Hall, Gibbs, let's take Jacobs out. Let's throw in a wide receiver like who? Who can we throw into the 3rd round? Tank Dell is dropping to 4, so we're not going to go there. Man, you could, I mean, if you wanted, I would say, you know, you could go early like DK. I don't even hate that. I think DK is not a bad wide receiver 1 in this context. You could go Devontae Smith right here, and this is a pretty damn good start to your team. Hall, Gibbs, DK, Devontae Smith. Can someone tell me this doesn't win a league? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody? I don't think so. That's what I thought. Back to Marshawn Lloyd. I don't know where I was going with that.
We interrupt this program.
We don't interrupt nothing. I was trying to say that if you take Jacobs, is what I was trying to say, in this 3rd round instead of DK, you need to, God, I sidetracked myself. You need to grab Marshawn Lloyd at all costs. And if we look at the handcuff board, Marshawn Lloyd is climbing the most important handcuffs in fantasy football. This board is your key to success in terms of handcuffing players. Sometimes it's okay to handcuff. Sometimes it's vital to handcuff, especially in redraft and dynasty, non-best ball. And in best ball, don't let anybody, we got in a big debate yesterday about it. And everybody was, not everybody, there was 2 or 3 people in the chat trying to convince me that in best ball, it's better to never draft your handcuff and only draft other people's handcuffs. And that was just a ridiculous argument. Not that it can't work that way. Not that it doesn't make sense. We're the kings of taking standalone handcuffs. Of course, that's part of the strategy and should always be. But to say I'll never take my handcuff, Blake Corum is a must if you draft Kyren. You should be ashamed of yourself, best ball, non-best ball, if the price is right for Corum and Kyren together. Now, if you're looking at someone drafting Corum too high and you're seeing a Zamir White sitting there, you're taking Zamir White over a Blake Corum handcuff. No one's asking you to be a moron here, okay? But when push comes to shove, this cuffing situation is glorious. This cuffing situation is glorious. This should be glorious because McCaffrey most likely will see Garendo as his cuff, but we don't know. This cuffing situation is glory. This one's harder to come by because Monty's expensive. This one's glorious because Warren and Harris together are like 80 and 90 overall territory. Fantastic. Miller's a must-own, probably standalone. I don't even think I'd draft Kamara. Charbonnet is a must for Walker owners. Lloyd is a must for Jacobs owners. Spears, standalone, I love it. Braylon Allen, probably a must for Hall, but we'll see. He might not even earn the backup job. Brown and Moss, you can kind of own separately or together. Vidal is a standalone. Don't go near that LAC running back core, J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards. Just go straight for the rookie, Vidal. He's the guy. Shipley, Barkley, do it live. A lot of randoms right here. This show, go watch it last night. 100% fantastic. Anybody telling you that Kyren Williams is going to lose his job, they're haters because they didn't see Kyren coming and they can't stand it. It bothers them so bad. They try and infect the Kyren Williams vibe, but they're not going to do it. Kyren is going to potentially lead the league in rushing touchdowns. Kyren's going to give the whole league a run for their money in terms of rushing yards, the rushing leader potentially. Kyren Williams to the moon. Let the haters hate. Let them put the receipts out there. Let them show how, I don't know what the right word would be. Let them show how committed they are to mediocrity. Let them show how committed they are to suggesting, I didn't see him coming and I'm just going to continue to dig my hole because it makes me feel better about myself stance on Kyren Williams. Because here's the real science behind Kyren. I've collected it. I've developed it. I've cultivated the science in the back data that has gigawatts and components involved. And it looks a little something like this.
He's Kyren, he's 7 feet tall, and he knows how to handle a ball. He's Kyren, he can take frowns and turn them upside down with his touchdowns.
Kyren haters are a special kind of person. They're just special. They also hate HN. They also hate several things, but they're a special kind of person. No one's asking anybody to hate Blake Corum. Blake Corum, as you can see, logical person. Logic tells you he's the best handcuff in fantasy football. Why? Because of McVay. Is it because of Corum? Not so much. If Braylon Allen were there, it'd be Braylon Allen. If it were Marshawn Lloyd, it'd be Marshawn Lloyd. I like Blake Corum. I don't love Blake Corum. I love Blake Corum in McVay's system if he's getting all the touches and Kyren goes down. Corum is a top 10, 12 running back if Kyren goes down. That's plain fact because of McVay. But Kyren is not going down, and this guy's going to absolutely be a monster. But if he misses one or two games, get ready. But you know, I don't know if you guys noticed, there's a few Kyren haters in here. No one recognizes their names. They always got some weird username. They're all the same. I don't know if they're all burner accounts or what. But the Kyren haters are absolutely hilarious, and they're a dime a dozen, and they all look the same, they all talk the same, they all doubt the same, they all hate the same, and let them come in. I always love seeing them. I love seeing them. You know why I love seeing a Kyren hater in the chat? Because it reminds me that he's staying in the second round, and he's not going anywhere. What I mean by that is that Kyren ain't climbing. He ain't climbing to round one anymore. Kyren is not only cementing into the middle of round number two, but Kyren, my friends, he ain't going anywhere. He's staying in round two, and he's only going to fall. There's a chance that this Blake Corum scare, not the logical, smart, cuff Blake Corum to Kyren, that's logic. That's logic. That makes sense, and there's logic behind the logic because it's McVay. It's an amazing offense. It's an amazing system. And he does have a lot of qualities that are mirroring what Kyren came out with out of college. But the crazy part is that the hatred is growing. And it's a special kind of person, very special person, very special, that does not believe Kyren can succeed. Why? He was drafted late. You just can't draft capital, Smitty. There's just no way. Look at Kyren's draft capital. Look at Blake Corum's draft capital. That was the dumbest way to look at it. Draft capital is important, but not when a player's proven. It's already over. Kyren's draft capital is a thing of the past. He's proven it. If anybody says that Corum's draft capital trumps Kyren's draft capital mixed with how he played and how he's viewed by McVay, knows the system, and Corum doesn't, and this is going to what? What's going to happen? Is Kyren going to be taken out in week one? Is Kyren, if Kyren doesn't perform, yeah, Corum's going to get a shot. But if you think Kyren Williams, who scored 12 rushing touchdowns in 12 games, 15 total touchdowns in 12 games, if you think that guy's going to take his foot off the gas and open a door and a window for little Kyren to climb into, who's an amazing cuff, a must cuff, you must cuff Kyren to Corum. How many times do I have to say that? Because people say, Smitty, Corum's, what, you don't like Corum? I'm telling you to cuff him. It's the best cuff in fantasy. I have it right here. There is no better cuff in fantasy than this situation right here. This is situation number one. But Kyren Williams is the workhorse. Don't be confused because of draft capital that's in the past. This is the best cuff in fantasy. This is a top five running back lock right here. This is the most glorious cost of entry running back duo you can find, because the fear of this man is driving the value down of this man. You can almost get him in the end of second round territory, and Corum's not going to climb high enough to where it's not worth to cuff him. It's glorious at Smitty approved.
You've just been Smitty approved.
Get Kyren again. This guy had 1144, 12 TDs in 12 games on the ground alone, three additional receiving touchdowns. He was on pace for 1620, 21 total touchdowns, would have been running back two by a landslide, only barely behind Christian McCaffrey. This guy missed five games and he was still essentially a top five running back. This guy missed five games and was a top 5-6 running back, depending on your scoring. It would have been running back two by a landslide. Get out of here and keep spreading the word. Please, please keep telling everybody. Tell your Aunt Edna. Tell Ma when she's getting the meatloaf ready for you in a few minutes. Tell her to doubt Kyren. Tell everybody you can. I hope you've got a big voice and a big reach. Tell every person and every soul that Kyren Williams is worth a second round pick. Don't make me, I beg you, don't make me pay first round value for my Kyren Williams. I'll do it too. Don't test me. I'll do it. Don't tell anybody. I'll take Kyren in the first round if I have to. Don't push me. Please. Drop him to round two even further. Get him into round three and I'll owe you one. Round three, Kyren. Let's make a campaign for it. Do it live, Kyren Williams.
He's Kyren. He's 7 feet tall, and he knows how to handle a ball. He's Kyren, he can take frowns and turn them upside down with his touchdowns.
All right, opening the phone lines briefly, and then your boy is going to be out of here and back, if not for another breaking news show back at 8 p.m. Eastern. So hit the phone line real quickly, 30-second phone calls. Not going to be here for much longer. We've got several hundred people in here. We got 101 from YouTube alone. Hit that thumb up button. Appreciate you all. We've got a grip load of people from Twitter. We've got people from different platforms in here, but we've got, you know, over 100 of you from YouTube. So punch that thumb up button. Phone lines open briefly. Then your boy is out of here. Appreciate every single one of you. Let me go to the news real quick and just see if there's anything popping in the news world right now. Kyler Murray started throwing to construction workers who were watching him train at Saguaro High School. Man, I should go to Saguaro High School. What am I doing? I'm right down the street from Saguaro High School. You're telling me I could go catch footballs? The construction workers are sitting in the stands. There's no security around. There's nothing. Kyler Murray's throwing footballs at Saguaro High School. I could be out there doing a live stream watching this man right now. Saguaro High School is right down the road from me. What am I doing with my life? Kyler looks good. Joe Burrow looks good. Here's a video footage of Joe Burrow throwing the football. His wrist looks fine. Joe Burrow fixing the hair. Cigar on standby. He's looking fantastic. Kyler Murray's out there throwing footballs with the construction workers in the stand at the local high school right down the street from me. What am I doing with my life? What am I doing with my life? I could be down there with Kyler right now. Who knows? MHJ might show up. I got to do this. Yes, sir. I will never forgive Smitty for telling me Kyron was fool's gold. Yeah, whatever, young. You'll never forget that your boy Smitty also said Kyron was one of the steals of his rookie class as well, young. So you can take that one to the bank. And you guys can keep hating all you want. Young, you're putting your receipts out there, pal. You're putting your receipts out there. As is this, can't wait to see Corum video 14 feet tall. You know what will be funny, Brandon, is if Corum ends up stepping in and exploding. Do you know who's going to be here to celebrate? The handcuffing duo that your boy Smitty promoted all off season long. And Brandon's going to come in here and pretend like, oh, we didn't talk about this. Brandon, this situation is a top five running back lock. No matter what, this one can't be wrong unless both of them get abducted by aliens at the same night in the same place and abducted all season long. So, Brandon, get ready to come back in and be shut down if this happens, because the duo is so cheap to be had right now. Are you paying attention, Brandon? Are you even paying attention what's on the screen right now? I don't think you are. I don't think you've taken in anything that this live stream has provided you. Joe Burrow looks fantastic. Kyler Murray looks fantastic. Man, these guys are unbelievable. Young, I didn't know Young's turning into a hater. To be honest with you, Young, I'm disappointed in you.
You've just been Smitty.
No calls for Young on the phone line for 1 week. It's the way it is, Young. See, Brian knows what's up. Brian MC's finally stepping into the I love Kyron. He knows better. Brooks is fire, Manny. Brooks is absolute straight fire. Brooks is looking like a gem, future gem in this offense. Look at this. If you missed the show, rewind, watch it. They're talking this kid up. It's just a matter of him being healthy. Once he's healthy, he's unlocked. Once Benson gets into the lineup in Arizona, he's unlocked. Benson and Brooks were both good running backs that can turn great to even near elite with their situations being as ideal as they are. That's the nature. Arian Foster was not the talent of LaDainian Tomlinson. Arian Foster was not the talent of Marshall Faulk. But Arian Foster was as good in fantasy football as anybody in the league. Priest Holmes was really talented, but he wasn't Marshall Faulk. But he was as talented, if not in some cases, in some years, more talented in fantasy because of situation. Situation is king. Situation is going to turn Jonathan Brooks and Benson, Trey Benson, rookie running back in Arizona, into monsters. And these are the only two really rookie running backs that have the opportunity and the talent mixed together. Everybody else is an injury away, a situation away, 2 degrees of separation away. And, you know, it's coming in strong. Appreciate you all. Be back tonight. 8 p.m. Eastern, live whenever big news breaks. Live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. And live during draft nights, midnight Eastern. See you all soon. Yeah, don't try and act like Kyron wasn't a big part of this rookie year in breakout content here, pal. Don't even try it. Don't try and come in here and lie. Kyron Williams going to the moon. Kyron Williams and Corum are in a shuttle together going to Saturn, actually. This is a shuttle. In fact, I don't even mind doing this little number. Just so everybody's very, very clear about what this means and what time it is. Let me show you something.
The Saturn Men.
One small step for man, one giant leap for
Saturn.
Spaceman. Spaceman.
Run this back one time for good measure.
The Saturn Men.
One small step for man, one giant leap for
Saturn.
This situation's free. This situation, there's no excuse not to have the combo. There's no excuse to not cuff this.
Spaceman.
And this situation goes to the moon and Saturn and beyond. And there's no way this fails. There's no way this Saturn man fails because it is one and it is very attainable. And anybody that tries to argue it later, it's right in front of your face. And there's no way we're going to allow someone to come in and talk smack about the combo, because the combo is so easily had, and you're ashamed. You should be ashamed of yourself if you don't draft the two and cuff them together. Easiest top five running back you could find in fantasy. Plain and simple, especially how McVay runs his system. And maybe he does put Kyren in a vulnerable spot, giving him even, let's say, 80-20 workload divide between Corum and Kyren, because he is a one-man running back type of guy. Let's say he gets him hurt. Now Corum goes in and helps put the nail in the coffin in your opponent. Corum goes in, gets you 100 yards and a touch because McVay's system is that good. This combo is unreal. Don't sleep on it. Don't miss your opportunity. Don't make yourself regret this board right here.
The Saturn Men.
One small step for man, one giant leap for
Saturn.
We got a couple super chats here. I didn't get to these yet. Aaron, are you still here? Aaron, appreciate you. Calvin Krim, hey, Smitty, does no Zach Robinson equal more rushing? Not necessarily, because Zach Robinson's a product of McVay, right? Off the tree of McVay. So I don't necessarily agree with that, but I think, you know, I think Kyren's gonna be used plenty, and they're gonna divide it up a little bit. Aaron, appreciate you. Aaron, are you still here? Aaron, I want to make sure you get your question answered here. Aaron to the moon. I would say Kyren is expensive. No, he's not, bro. Brandon, where are you paying attention? Brandon, are you paying attention at all? He's slipping. He might even be a third rounder by the end of the month. The way the Kyren haters are coming out, he's so cheap, bro. He's the best cost of entry player in fantasy football 2024. Brandon, what in the hell's going on here? Are you watching, or are you just reading the captions once in a while? I don't know what's going on with you, Brandon. And I don't know if you're new or whatnot, but good Lord, bro. Aaron, appreciate your $5 hauler. Music to my ears on how we are going to use Brooks. Yeah, definitely, Aaron. Get excited. Too bad I won't have a share of Brooks in my dynasty if I don't trade. Not necessarily true. Aaron, appreciate you. I see you here. Not exactly true. You just start a new dynasty league, my guy. Aaron, you can own any player you want. Just start another dynasty league and do it live. That's what a lot of people do. It's a good way to roll. But even so, you can still make trades, my guy. You can still trade future first rounders, especially when the draft's over, right? Now you got another year of draft trading capability. So trade away a draft, future draft pick, get it done. I went and got Kyren, and I went and got Achan on the fear, a bot on the fear, and love that I was able to get them cheaply. So Kate Otten, I like Kate Otten a little bit, Garrett, but the only problem is that the tight end pool is so deep. Who's starting Kate Otten? He's a good backup, but you got literally Njoku and Hockenson fighting for a top 10 to 12 spot. You know what I mean? In the tight end ranking. So how are you going to go after Otten? Otten's way outside the top 12. So good backup, though. Very good backup. Or if you're in an existing league and you're struggling, he's a good, cheap tight end to go after and acquire. All right, see you all at 8 p.m. Again, live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Live when big news breaks. Joe Burrow's throwing. Jonathan Brooks is the future of the passing game and rushing game in Carolina, according to his coach. And then Marshawn Lloyd, they want to get him on the field as much as possible. That doesn't mean threatening to workload of Jacobs. It just means he's the backup and he's the fantastic cuff. And then Kyren to the moon. See you all at 8 p.m.